Thursday will mark the 50th anniversary of Medicare being signed into law. Tri-State's Public Radio's Johnny Cather takes a look at the program's history.
Wendell Potter spent 20 years as a corporate insurance executive and now writes for MedicareResources.org. He says the Medicare program was proposed long before President Johnson put his signature on the bill in 1965.
Theodore Roosevelt was the first president who proposed back in the early 1900s that we needed to have some kind of a national health program. There really was not much of an alternative for people who were getting older, senior citizens, and people who were disabled. They just simply couldn't afford to buy insurance.
Potter says before Medicare, insurance companies were basing their policies on people's age and health. Senior citizens were going bankrupt trying to afford the heavily inflated cost of insurance. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services report that roughly 50 million Americans now use Medicare. More than 3 million of those are in Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri. I'm Johnny Cather, Tri-State's Public Radio News.